This is how writer Will Boast describes his childhood move from England to Wisconsin, escaping the drab, rainy confines of the British Isles and lighting out for the vast plenty of America. It was an adventure, and it's where Boast's happy story ends. Ella Alfrey has this review of his new memoir.
By the time he was 24, Will Boast was the only surviving member of his immediate family. His mother died of a brain tumor in his first year of college. Then his brother was killed in a car accident. There's more. While Will was away at graduate school, his father died of a ruptured ulcer. The story of my family had come to an end, he writes. It was just me left, some kind of tacked-on epilogue that went pointlessly on and on. But it wasn't over. It turns out his father had been married before. He divorced his first wife, abandoning their two sons. Later, he made sure the children of his second family knew nothing about them. Will makes other discoveries about his parents, a past of abandonment, shame, and regret. He tells his story out of order, trips to England to meet his half-brothers, life in the States. Unfortunately, there are too many moments where Boast's prose is earnest and overcrafted. The fragmented scenes and zigzagging timelines don't let the reader feel a real emotional connection with anyone, least of all the author. But in its best moments, the book focuses on his parents and brother. In one chapter, he recalls working with his mother at a local library, cataloging books under her gentle guidance. When she dies, he remembers the sense of loss he felt when the books at the library were removed from circulation. When the men came to remove my mother's body, he writes, it left a blank in her rooms, an absence framed by the dust balls that had gathered over her decline. The discarded books I pulled left gaps, notches in the permanent dust, that even when the shelves had been cleared, cleaned, and refilled, still wouldn't disappear.
The book is Epilogue by Will Boast. Editor and critic Ella Alfrey had our review.